You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. Now, this afternoon, we talk about the opening and the launch of the Al Falah Online College or the Online Academy. And to talk to us about this, we're joined by the principal of the Al Falah College, which is an independent Islamic ethos-based school in the coastal city of Durban, KwaZulu-Natal. Welcome to the program, Mr. Zafar Ahmed, who joins us. He is the principal of Al Falah College. Brother Zafar, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you doing?
Very well, and yourself?
Allah shukr, very good, man.
Alhamdulillah, great news with the development of the offering in terms of the online college or the online academy. What makes this unique, Brother Zafar?
So, alhamdulillah, you know, in spite of the challenges we faced through this COVID, Allah has been kind to us and has favored us with many bounties. And one of these is this the birth today, actually, the official launch of the Al Falah Online Academy. As you know, Al Falah has been involved in education for the last 35 years, serving the community with distinction, alhamdulillah. And, you know, this COVID era has tested everybody, and we had a taste of what it was like to be on online. And, you know, that time during COVID, many schools sort of just went online to plug the gap, as if it were. But I think while we were there, we experimented and we built a real online offering, and we grew in confidence, and alhamdulillah, with Allah's blessings, today we launch officially the Al Falah Online Academy, which is not your question, is very poignant. What makes this different? You know, we've had a taste of online, and it has its pros and its cons. It has benefits and it has pitfalls. So we've tried to leverage all of the benefits and mitigate all of the negatives. For example, psychologists will tell you that you can't have too much of time on an on a device, electronic device, not good for children in terms of their growing. So we've got a deliberate plan in terms of balancing screen time and what we call screen time. You know, that's like critical because you can't have a kid sitting in front of a screen for 5 hours in a day. No, that's not the way children grow, and nor do they get educated in that way. So we've got a very healthy balance as far as that is concerned.
Yes.
You know, we've got the other thing with online is if you've got the level of discipline and structure in your life, you know, you can get along with it. But most children, that's why their children, they lack that. So we offer a live teacher-led interactive lesson, almost like being in school following a timetable. But then, you know, you also have children who are doing HIVs and lead a more flexible timeline. So our program also offers a child to come to school for hours that suit them, a completely asynchronous model. Child can go for HIVs classes in the morning and only join the school at 12 o'clock and go back to madrasa and come back at 6 o'clock in the evening and join school again. So we've created that alternative flexible model, alhamdulillah. So we're very pleased that we've taken time. We've built a super machine, we believe, and we're mitigating all of the perceived pitfalls of online, and we're leveraging all of the benefits, alhamdulillah. To give you an example, the first thing we do at our online school, no kid gets on and starts a single lesson until they go through a complete course with us on online safety, online etiquette, and what does it mean to be a digital citizen. Now, you know, with the COVID era, everybody just jumped into online. Nobody took time to teach the children how they're going to behave on the online. What are all the etiquettes and what are all the safeties that are required? So, alhamdulillah, you know, we built that in as a prerequisite to actually join our school. You have to complete this online etiquette course, write an exam in it. And only if you're successful do you actually get registered at our online school, alhamdulillah. So, you know,
yes,
we're very blessed that we're able to take into account all of these things and leverage the technology, provide a quality education, because we've proven ourselves on the on-site school, 35 years of excellence in education. We're bringing that in the online space. And the other thing I think that will be very appealing is for most people who can't afford our on-site fees. We're bringing you the Al Falah quality wherever you are in the country or anywhere in the world for that matter at a fraction of the price. You know what I mean?
Yes. So now, what grades will you be opening to?
We're starting January next year, inshallah, with grades 4 to grade 9. And the plan is to go through organic growth. 9s will go into 10, 10 into 11, 11 into 12, inshallah.
Yes. Okay, so that is a significant development in terms of how the structure is and what the offerings. Has there already been an interest from learners? Is this something that came about as a result of the demand? You spoke earlier about, you know, COVID and how that has affected us and the online going in that particular direction as a result of having to do lessons online during the period. But in terms of the interest now, how has it been met by people and by parents in the school?
You know, alhamdulillah, we, for a long time now, people have approached us to open up an Al Falah branch in other parts of the city, in the country, or even in other parts of the world where South Africans are. And it wasn't very easy for us to replicate our brand across the country and across our borders. But I think this online gives us that ability to take the online, the Al Falah brand, in fact, our tagline is beyond boundaries, going beyond boundaries. And that's what we're able to do, is to deliver the Al Falah quality, the Al Falah brand, with exception across boundaries. And we've been motivated because there's so much of demand for Al Falah College, the on-site school. But we know there are many people who can't afford our on-site fees. And this is a fraction of the price, and people in any other part of the country can enjoy and benefit from Al Falah brand, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. We wish you all the best, inshallah. We will keep an eye on the developments and continue to update our listeners. Jazakumullah khair for sharing the information this afternoon.
We ask for your du'as and everybody else's du'as, inshallah, that this venture is a service to our community, inshallah, especially the children who are doing HIFS, that they don't have to sacrifice their academics.
Yes.
Pursuing HIFS, and this would be an absolutely fantastic opportunity for them to get both done, inshallah.
Ameen. May Allah accept and take it from strength to strength and make it a roaring success, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.